Hello, this is Jens.
Hello. Hi, Jens. This is Jonathan. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes.
Thanks so much for making this possible. I know we've been waiting for quite a while to hear you, so...
Oh, yeah, no problem.
One of the first things kind of we were really curious about is what kind of lineup you have on this tour tonight. I know you've been doing a lot of also samples and stuff like that live, and I've read about that collaboration with Victor Sjöberg, and I'm pretty sure he's on stage with you, right? What are we going to be seeing tonight? Like, what kind of band is it on this time around?
Well, it's Victor, and then there's string players and bass and drums, basically. Which is great. It's kind of we couldn't afford to bring the horns, which is kind of sad. But I think the strings pull that off pretty well. It's like it's a bit more like Texas Midnight Runners, you know. With
that's nice.
Strings playing, you know, like the Celtic Soul Brothers.
How do you guys like work around the samples live?
Victor has this it's this thing with lots of buttons on, and it's really ugly. It looks like he's in Linkin Park or something, you know. but he pushes those buttons and just, you know, the samples come out.
Okay.
So, yeah, he knows that much better than me. I have no idea what he's doing.
Do you think that the fact of, like, playing like this live might influence, like, some future recordings or future things that you might put out?
I'm not sure. Usually the sound isn't very influenced by who I play with, because I always make everything by myself anyway, and... I don't think I tried recording with a band before and it just didn't work out. I have to do everything myself, I think.
Have you been like writing more songs now at the moment, new ones?
Yeah, I just moved to Australia. I don't know. I'm not sure if you knew that, but I've been living in Australia for a little while, and there I wrote a couple of new songs. They were not too different, but a little bit different, maybe from my previous songs, and they.
How so? How were they different, do you think?
They were warmer somehow. They were very relaxed in a way. They were like every day I just woke up and I went out and had an amazing breakfast and I walked around and it smelled really nice everywhere. It was summertime, you know, down there. So I think the songs were kind of influenced by that in a way. My mind was very relaxed and at ease.
Is there a reason why you moved out there? I mean, I know that your songs are not like openly political, but sometimes there seems to be something I can grasp about it. Is there a reason you kind of left Sweden and then moved out to Australia? I know there's been like elections in Sweden and stuff, so things have changed recently, but is that one of the reasons you moved out?
No, not really. I still like Sweden, even though we have a kind of a conservative government right now, but I think the only reason why I moved to Australia was because I have a lot of friends there. Yeah. People I met, I think I met music friends first, and then I got to know their friends and their friends, so it moved on.
I read that Pitchfork interview like a little while ago where you were saying that you tend to like write a lot of songs like prophetically, I think is the word you used at the time, and that you were kind of writing them before they actually happened to you, and then sometimes they would actually like happen. Have any of the stories on the record actually like become reality recently?
Well, I think most of the songs, or probably all of the songs on the last record, had come true by the time it was released. Can't remember if there was any song that I wrote. Well, Sipping on the Sweet Nectar was kind of interesting because I started writing that about something that happened about 2 years ago that I... Well, I shouldn't go into that, but it was something that I was kind of sad about, something that happened that was kind of miserable. And by the time the song was finished, I had completely erased every trace of that, the thing that happened. And the song was not completely different, but it had just erased that event out of it. And I think that was just part of the process. That's why I wrote the song. And at the exact moment the song was finished, I was completely over that thing. So,
okay, has there been like any development, for example, in the Nina story?
No, not really. She lives in America now, and I saw her some time ago. And no, not really.
Okay.
Apart from having to answer the question, does she exist? Does she exist? Does she exist? Yeah.
One of the nicest verses off the record is when you say, "What's broken can always be fixed, but what's fixed will always be broken." A lot of people have actually told me that in the first version of the song, like when you were playing it live in the past years, that line wasn't in there. So how did that end up in there?
I thought it was just a nicer way of ending that verse. I think it was just a way of, sorry to spoil the magic, but I think the last line, I can't even remember what it was just something that I was a bit uncomfortable with.
Okay.
A line that wasn't really finished, yeah.
Okay. I have one last quick thing, actually. What's your relationship with Italy? I mean, you played in, can you remember the show you played in Bologna like a few years back at Covo?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
I know once you did sing a song in Italian, I think in an old EP, maybe that Australian Tour EP or something?
Yeah, what was that?
La Strada nel Bosco, yeah.
No, I was in Italy a lot when I was a kid, actually. And just going there on vacations at a point in my life when I was a little bit sick, and I absolutely loved it. So I always come back every third year or something and just come home and feel really refreshed.
What kind of areas did you visit?
Just the northern parts. I went to, what's that lake called?
Garda?
Garda, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I love that place. And I went to Venice at one point. I didn't really like that, but...
Were you exposed to, like, Italian music when you were a kid?
Yeah, because I remember we had some Italian neighbors. You know, I lived in a suburb where only like about 5% were Swedish, and the rest were all these different cultures. And some of our neighbors were Italian, and we usually have these big barbecue parties in the backyard in the summer, and everyone would sing their songs from their home country. And